Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Buck Brief. This episode, our special guest is Matthew Marsden, actor and filmmaker. You will know him, no doubt, from Black Hawk Down, which I have heard described by some of the most elite special operators of all time as the most accurate war movie they've ever seen. So, at least modern war movie they've ever seen. Also from Rambo, the most recent Rambo movie with Sylvester Stallone, as well as other films out there. Oh, the, of course, Atlas Shrugged, right? Weren't you in the Atlas Shrugged as well? Yes, indeed.
I was, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. How's it going, dude? How's life in Texas with your like 50 kids? Tell me what's going on.
No, it's great. I mean, I love it here. You know, the state is amazing. It feels like freedom every day, you know? That's the great thing. It feels like freedom. And I don't have to, like, dodge homeless people in the streets. Yeah, so that's that. It's always
so
a bonus.
I'm guessing you haven't missed LA living all that much.
No, you know, I miss my friends out there, although, you know, 9 families from my community moved out here, you know, from my close community moved out here. So they all moved to this area. But apart from that, no, I don't miss it at all. I mean, it's really it's quite something. You don't realize how actually oppressive it is, you know, until you get out of it.
You've never met my dog. Hey, Ginger, come here. Let's see if she wants to come say hi on the podcast here for a second. I guess people can only see her. They won't be able to hear her unless she starts barking, which would be bad. Do you have any dogs?
I don't. You know, I have kids. I always say, like, you know, I clean up enough poop every day from them. But we did recently have an acquisition of rabbits.
You have. I mean, she's under that. She's under my desk right now, and now she's eating my feet because she's a puppy. Ow! But you've got rabbits. What are rabbits like as a pet?
Yeah. Well, you can always eat them if it goes wrong, right? I mean, that's the bonus. But they're actually really sweet. They're these lop-eared rabbits, and they just kind of sit there and they look fluffy, and that's about it. And that's what I wanted. I didn't want anyone, like, you know, like I said, my kids cause enough terror and chaos in this house for me to, you know, throw an animal in the mix. That would just be not very smart at all. So yeah, I'm just kids.
So see, I have an Australian Labradoodle. So I would like to think that she has a cool accent like you, even though technically she was born in North Carolina. So
Right. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize those Australian shepherds are actually American dogs. But, you know, my sister has like a double doodle, I think it's called. And it does look like a giant toy, like a giant, like kind of animated toy. It's amazing. Good looking dog. But I had a Rottweiler a few years ago because that was in my family. You know, Rottweilers were in my family, but it's just not practical with all these kids. You know, like I said, they cause enough. You know, I always say that my kids should actually be drafted into the army because it'd be great to have like the Marsden Battalion and just drop them into areas where they can just destroy stuff. You know, just come in and just wreck the place. You know, my kids are really good at doing that.
You know, we have the, have you seen the new Star Wars lady who is going to be directing? You know what I'm talking about? And she has got this thing about how she wants to make men uncomfortable. Tell me, what is your analysis of how Disney can risk even one of the most valuable franchises they have?
Well, I think part of the issue is people don't understand like how deep the indoctrination goes, right? How deep it is. Part of the issue is they have absolute contempt for the audience, which in any other area, any other sphere, you'd be in a situation where you would never, ever say anything like that. I mean, can you imagine like Nike coming out? I mean, I know they did it kind of with the Kaepernick thing, but can you imagine someone coming out and saying, hey, listen, I want you to feel uncomfortable. Now, the funny thing is the majority of people that watch those movies as well are men. Or at least boys, right? And so what you've got is identity politics just destroys everything. I know you know that. But I mean, look, when I very first came into the entertainment industry, one of the main things that I was told, and I knew it anyway because it's just common sense, is don't alienate your audience. All right, don't go out there and give them any excuse not to like you. And so, yeah, and look, you know, if the left hadn't come for me, I would never have said anything as an actor. I'd have kept a down low, you know, kept on the down low because you don't want to alienate people. What they're doing all the time, they show contempt. It's so weird. And this is what I've been saying to a lot of conservative donors. It's actually an opportunity because they're not making good movies anymore. They're not making movies that have really great storylines with anyone, with things that characters can overcome, right? Which is the old, you know, the tried and tested model for stories on the whole. You know, you have a person that has to overcome these obstacles and then they become better for it. Well, what Disney has done, Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars underneath that banner, is all they have now is a bunch of girl bosses that are just perfect in every way, shape, or form, and way better than men. And they don't overcome anything. They don't learn anything. They don't move forward. They're not better for it. They're just massively overpowered. And part of the reason, Buck, is they're doing diversity hires, right? They're not hiring people because they're good anymore. It shouldn't matter, right? It shouldn't matter how good. And, you know, people say, well, she won like, that particular director won two short documentary Oscars. Well, let me tell you, I've made two documentaries. I produced one and the other one, and it didn't end up going out. They're two very, very different animals to motion pictures, right? So, but you have to ask yourself, why are they hiring these people? Like what, and why wouldn't you fire someone that will come out and say, I want men to feel uncomfortable? I mean, as a human being, why would you want that anyway? But why would you want a filmmaker to do that? I don't understand it. I don't understand, number one, on a business level, and number two, on an actual personal level. Why would you? So imagine you're an actor. There are going to be male actors in this film. And that woman just turned around and said, I want men to feel uncomfortable. So the actors, are they going to feel, oh, no, not them, because they're special. Okay, what about the cinematographers? Well, no, not them, right? Because, Okay, so your statement's ridiculous on the face of it, and it shows that you don't have any kind, however well she's done in the past. There's clearly a bias in there that's going to influence her filmmaking, and I don't see how it's going to be good at all, right?
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you about the movie that you're making, by the way, which I'm sure is going to be very good, or you're going to be a part of, I should say. Are you making it, or are you in it, or both?
It's done.
Oh, yeah. This is what we call a tease in the business. We're going to get to this in a second.
Yeah.
But first, from our sponsor, is there a change coming to the U.S. dollar this year? Former Wall Street insider Tika Tiwari still very much of the belief that it could and will happen this year. He thinks the biggest risk to Americans is not a spreading war in Ukraine or the Middle East, but the security of the U.S. dollar. He's so adamant on this point that he's published a video online with all the details, including how you can prepare and how you can actually prosper from this. So, what do you have to do? Well, if you want to listen to Tika Tiwari, go to moveyourcashnow.com to learn the three steps you need to take to protect and grow your wealth in the coming months and year. That's moveyourcashnow.com, or you could end up holding a bunch of dollars that aren't worth what you think they are. Paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. Go check it out today. All right, tell us about this movie.
Well, I can't say too much about it because I'm under an NDA, but it is going to be, let's put it like
sneaky.
This. Sneaky. But the audience of your audience is going to absolutely love it. It's basically based on a true story of corporate corruption in an area that we might have had, so, or certainly for me, I might have had some controversy over the past couple of years. But let's put it like this. Dr. Andy Wakefield directed the film. So that should give you some kind of an idea if you know anything about his history. And he's an amazing guy, absolutely amazing guy. So, I'm hoping that it's going to shed some light on some areas that we seem to have just moved on from. That we haven't really explored. You know what I mean?
Look at this.
Is that cryptic enough?
Amazing movie. Vague, not read in on this for everyone yet. You know, Secret Squirrel, yada, yada, but going to be amazing. But Secret Squirrel, I like this.
It's going to be an amazing film, Buck. It's going to be
probably the best.
Amazing.
For some people are saying the best movie that Matthew Marsden's ever made. He's a great guy, Marsden. Fantastic, you know.
Great guy.
Like, amazing guy. Like, maybe going to work for me one day in the White House. I don't know.
Yeah. So
everyone, people that don't do impressions of Trump have a Trump impression because he is so emblazoned into the minds of the American people now. Like, you start thinking about it, like, probably the best. Amazing. Some people are saying.
He's pretty good. Christopher Walken's like Chris Walken, right?
Christopher Walken's also a very unique character and has unique characteristics. So Matthew, let's talk just general movies. I went to a movie recently and first of all it's Ferrari and I hated it. I don't know if you've seen Ferrari. It was a shockingly horrible movie given the subject matter, which should be fascinating and really interesting and it was just garbage. And I'm not anti Adam Driver either. Some people just don't like him as an actor. I think he's good in some things, not good in other things. But it was a crappy movie. But this thing of 30-minute long intros now of commercials and trailers, I tweeted this out the other day. I was like, it's like the movie theater industry is tired of dying slowly, and so now it's just having a pillow smothered over its face. And people are like, wow, that really seems to be true. Like, I'm never going back.
Yeah, no, I mean, for mainly the people like us, especially our families, professionals, like we don't have time to sit there and sit through all those ads. And, you know, I do understand that the movie industry has really been hit hard in the theaters, especially over the past few years, and they're really struggling. It's a wonder any of them are still operating, to be honest. I mean, you know, but a lot of them now are saying, I don't want to go through distributors anymore. I want to go directly to the filmmakers, which would be a really great development, because those distributors are a lot of the gatekeepers, which is why you don't see a lot of movies that you want to see. But yeah, I mean, I want to go and watch a movie, and especially when, you know, we have Netflix and you can just press a button. Uh-oh, my AirPods are dying. Can you still hear me?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost there. You know what? Let me say a word from our final sponsor. So that way, if you cut off entirely, you know, it's all good. Look, we need this.
Pair.
We need this. Probably the best time in history for this. A new company with a new membership officer. It's from a company called Patriot Defender. It's legal defense for you and me, the kind we need most. Look, it's a no-cost legal defense to protect your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. Speak up at a school board meeting or about vaccine mandates and suffer the consequences of the lib cancellation, your legal defense is covered. Your right to free speech is denied and you suffer consequences, legal defense is covered. Patriot Defender is where you go to get this set up. Go to patriotdefender.com. That's patriotdefender.com. They'll also provide you with IRS audit assistance. If you have to use your firearm in self-defense, they'll provide you with self-defense assistance. Patriotdefender.com. Become a member. I'm a member. I've partnered with these guys. I really believe in what they're doing. All right, now, Matthew. The best movie you've seen in the last year. We'll let you close it out with this.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? There haven't been that many. I don't think there have been that many movies that have really, like, moved me in any way, shape, or form. You know, it's sad that I don't really get excited about it. But I will tell you the one movie that I watch a lot, and I just think it's an absolute masterpiece. I mean, I did watch The Equalizer 3 last night. I did watch that. I love Denzel in everything that he does. I thought that was it. I thought the screenplay was a little bit muddled, but, you know, you still like Denzel going kicking ass with all the bad guys. I like that. But my go-to is 1917. I just think it's... Oh, yeah, I just think it's just an absolute masterpiece of a film. On every level, it's just brilliant.
Matthew Marsden, everybody, continue to follow him, look for his great work, and talk to you again on the podcast next time. Shield high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.